searched. I'm completely undone, burning for your love. And I know in my soul that this is something that I don't wanna miss. Don't leave me, don't leave me, don't.
It is time for ABC News, and you are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing back on bipartisan calls in the Senate to release the House Ethics Committee findings of its investigation into sexual misconduct and illicit drug use allegations of former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He resigned after being nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General.
Mr. Speaker, would you stop the Ethics Committee from releasing their report to the judiciary?
The Speaker doesn't have the ability to do that. I just expressed my opinion on the matter.
Senate Judiciary Democrats are seeking the report ahead of expected confirmation hearings. For the first time, the Air Force has awarded the Silver Star to a female service member for her role in shooting down more than 80 Iranian drones, all part of Iran's missile attack on Israel in mid-April. Israeli forces continue strikes in northern Gaza, battling Hamas. The UN and humanitarian aid groups, meantime, say famine is looming, and it's nearly impossible to get aid in. This is ABC News. New warnings about a warming planet, polluted cities, and misinformation at the UN's climate summit, COP29 in Azerbaijan.
Former Vice President Al Gore saying the time to pay attention is right now.
Do we listen to the polluters who don't want to do anything meaningful that might reduce fossil fuels, or do we listen to the scientists who have been telling us what we need to do?
New research released at the summit says Shanghai puts more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere than any other city on the planet, followed by Tokyo, New York, and Houston. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A Russian military aircraft was detected near the UK. The country's Ministry of Defense says Royal Air Force fighter jets scrambled when a Russian military aircraft was detected flying close to the UK airspace earlier this week. It marks the second time in 3 months that UK forces have detected Russian ships and aircraft within a week of each other. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 35. Partly sunny tomorrow. It will be breezy and mild with a high of 54. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. And mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night. Scattered showers possible during the overnight. Low 43. Winds will be south 10 to 15. Currently in Richland Center, it is clear. The winds are calm, and after a daytime high of 57, our current temperature is 45 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed creating a new grant program that provides grant funding to Wisconsin schools for the purpose of upgrading water fountains to control for lead and other contaminants. As part of Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget request, $2.5 million would be provided over the biennium via a grant program that supports schools in modernizing water fountains and ensures students have access to clean drinking water. In October, Dr. Underley announced a budget proposal investing nearly $60 million to help school districts resolve staffing challenges and retain teachers in another $42 million proposal that supports the development of readers in schools in implementing mandated early literacy initiatives. Dr. Underley also recently announced a $311 million proposal for school nutrition that provides universal meals to Wisconsin students at no cost to families. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched an innovative new online tool for people working in overdose spike response, substance use prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide near real-time data on when and where suspected overdoses may have occurred to inform immediate actions to address drug overdoses. Using data that includes suspected overdose data from ambulance runs and emergency department visits, the system allows users to monitor local trends, set and receive alerts around community-specific thresholds, and connect to essential spike response resources. The WISSOR system is not available to the public. Publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and other substance use data will remain available on the DHS website. The launch of the system follows reports from across the nation that suspected overdose deaths are trending down for the first time since 2018. In addition to data tracking tools like WISSOR, the DHS response to the drug overdose epidemic includes public education on how to talk about substance use to build supportive communities. Free distribution of naloxone, the opioid overdose reversal medication, and drug checking supplies like fentanyl test strips, as well as investments in harm reduction response programs. Additional treatment and recovery supports like mobile clinics and programs that connect people who have experienced an overdose with people in recovery from a substance use disorder, who support and guide the overdose survivor to better health and wellness. Find more information about WISSOR on the DHS website. Today is America Recycles Day. Each year on November 15th, millions of Americans come together to spread the word on how recycling helps us reduce waste, save energy, and conserve precious resources. It is sponsored by Keep America Beautiful. From plastic bottles and aluminum cans to paper and electronics, recycling helps keep tons of materials out of landfills, saves natural resources, and reduces pollution. In honor of the day, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the winners of the 2024 Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards. Wisconsin's recycling law bans certain materials from the trash and establishes a statewide recycling program. This year, the DNR recognizes 13 organizations for going beyond what is required by law. In addition to landfill banned items, which include curbside recyclables and electronics, the winners diverted many tons of food waste, furniture, plastic film, and household hazardous waste for reuse or recycling. This year's winners include, in the projects and initiatives category, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. The campus wanted to reduce waste material generated by students moving out of college dorms. To do so, the college partnered with the Greater La Crosse Region Habitat for Humanity. Together, they initiated a dumpster diversion program that was marketed to any student moving out both on and off campus. The diversion program aimed to collect furniture in strategically placed pod containers on campus. Any collected material would be either donated to local charities or resold to the local ReStore. At the end of the 2023-24 school year, the program was able to divert over 8 tons of household furniture from the landfill. In the overall program category, Vernon County's Solid Waste and Recycling Department operates a source-separated recycling program that accepts traditional recyclables, appliances, electronics, tires, light bulbs, mattresses, waste oils, antifreeze, oil filters, and batteries. In 2024, the county began to accept styrofoam for recycling through a partnership with La Crosse County, Seven Rivers Recycling, and Hilltopper Refuse. The material is processed through a densifying machine that removes the air and melts the material at high temperatures. The finished product is sold and turned into picture framing, window trim, crown molding, and other products. The county also recently partnered with Dummer Farm to implement an organics drop-off program for food waste, yard waste, and other compostable material. Additional initiatives include collecting untreated wood and pallets, textiles, electronics, and appliances, including uncommon items like vacuum cleaners, fans, and clocks, and working with the Vernon County Fair to promote and improve recycling. Whether at home, school, or work, we can all pitch in to recycle more and waste less. A busy food pantry in the Baraboo area is being forced to find new space. Beyond Blessed Pantry Executive Director Shannon Howley says the lease isn't being renewed, despite more families asking for help, typically an average of 600, but in the last few weeks, the pantry has served more than 775 households. In 2023, the Beyond Blessed Pantry served 29,058 households for a total of 102,281 individuals. Over 2 million pounds of food was distributed, and over 13,000 volunteer hours were logged. The pantry has to relocate by January. Howley worries it will have to close during typically busy holiday and winter season. She said, if you don't have a building, you can't serve people. We have warehouse products and items needing coolers and freezers, but without space, we lose the ability to support our community. A group of Native American burial mounds was found in Milwaukee's oldest cemetery. A group of researchers from the Ho-Chunk Nation, UW-Milwaukee, Marquette University, and the State Historical Society have uncovered two burial mounds at Forest Home Cemetery. Those mounds were originally mapped in the 1800s by city planner Increase Lapham, who apparently tried to protect them in the cemetery's design, but were later sold as plots by the owners of the cemetery. Plans to preserve the mounds are now pending. A beloved hippopotamus at the Milwaukee County Zoo is dead. Longtime zoo resident Patty the River Hippopotamus was put to sleep Sunday. Patty recently turned 55, which is considered extremely old for a hippo. Her health had been declining for some time, and she was no longer coming to eat or move from the water like she used to. Vets say Patty was suffering from a severe stomach ailment. The normal lifespan of a hippo in captivity is about 35 years. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Saturday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Fred Kessler, who died Tuesday at the age of 84. Former Representative Kessler was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly as the youngest person to serve in the Wisconsin State Legislature at that time and represented the 10th Milwaukee Assembly District from 1961 to 1963 and 1965 to 1972 and later the 12th Assembly District from 2005 to 2019. Former Representative Kessler also served as Milwaukee County Judge from 1972 to 1978 and a Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge from 1978 to 1981 and 1986 to 1988. Services for former Representative Kessler will be held Saturday in Milwaukee. The November Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open as usual this Saturday from 9 to 11 and Monday from 4 to 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, that due to the holidays, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Viola Municipal Building and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-627-1910. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is John Johnson.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center this evening from now until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville tomorrow morning from 10 until 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of rural Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman, died November 26th of last year at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd, from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing to be held at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kira and Trevor Guggen had a son, Lynx Ivan.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
If you love vinyl records, listen up. This Sunday, November 17th, Mastodon Records in Richland Center presents a special sale featuring great deals on vinyl records, top quality records from a local estate, and area vendors who will be offering records, CDs, DVDs, and other memorabilia. Everyone is welcome to stop by Mastodon Records at Okooch Books and Libations this Sunday from 10 until 3. It will be a great time to shop for the vinyl record enthusiast in your shopping list. Celebrate music, a collection like no other, and other surprises at Mastodon Records special sale Sunday in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a sunny and pleasant day we had today, with high temperatures well above average as they smacked the mid-50s. Winds are nice and calm this evening, and they'll stay calm overnight, too. This, of course, is the last supermoon of the year rises. It'll appear bigger and brighter than the normal full moon. Go check it out, because skies tonight are going to stay partly clear, and those temperatures falling a little chilly. So grab that jacket, because overnight lows bottom out in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, it'll be another comfortable day out there, with highs returning to the mid-50s. We'll be under a mix of sun and clouds, enjoying the mild temperatures, but the winds will be a bit breezy, out of the southeast, gusting around 25 miles per hour. Eventually, they'll usher in more and more clouds by tomorrow night, because scattered showers move in overnight. The good news is that it quickly moves on out of here, and it should not dampen our Sunday. We'll be under partly cloudy skies, winds still whipping out of the west at 25 miles per hour, and mild highs in the mid-50s. We hang on to the unseasonable mid-November heat through Monday and even Tuesday. We'll hit the mid-50s on Monday and soar to the upper 50s on Tuesday before, yes, temperatures take a slide Wednesday and into Thursday and also for Friday. Winter weather is knocking on our back doorstep, and it's also conveniently Winter Weather Awareness Week next week. So this weekend is a really good time to make sure that you have a winter weather emergency kit in your car and your house is ready for the winter weather. Because by Monday, while it'll be mainly a dry day, we do have clouds increasing and winds starting to whip. Rain rolls in by the afternoon, becoming soaking by night and throughout the overnight. It should start to ease up a little bit on Tuesday afternoon, but we stay cloudy, breezy, and the system is sitting right over us. As it passes off to the east, winds start to move out of the north. And you know what that means. It's going to be ushering in cooler temperatures with blustery winds, which could whip up a few snow showers. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 44 degrees after a high today of 57 and a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 49 and we received 27 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1953 is 74 with a record low of 5 set back in 1989. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 33. Sunset took place tonight at 4:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:57. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. As I am preparing this article to record for Life Tracks, my wife is patiently waiting for me to take her shopping in Madison. We like to shop locally in Richland Center as much as possible, but sometimes you just need to get out of Dodge. One of the places we shop at anytime we're in Madison is Costco. If I said that Costco has everything we need, it would be less than truthful. It is interesting, however, the items you're able to purchase there in massive quantities. We Americans think we must be fully satisfied at all times. We want the latest and greatest, yet we'll never be satisfied with stuff and things. In teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus gave us what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. In it, Jesus taught us to pray for everything we need, everything that can fully satisfy. This model prayer contains praise and adoration first and foremost. Then it urges us to pray for our daily needs, for forgiveness, for protection and deliverance from evil. While this is not word for word what Scripture records Jesus teaching, this is what we pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a preview of high school playoff football games that are being played tonight.
Tonight's WIAA high school football games in Division 7 at Madison Memorial. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic plays Potosi Cassville, and Boyceville will meet Edgar at Chippewa Falls. Division 6 games, Belleville, an 8th seed, will challenge number 2 seed Lomira at Oconomowoc. Grantsburg and Bonduel play in the other bracket in the state semifinal for Division 5. Prairie du Chien takes on Stratford at Wisconsin Dells High School, and Wrightstown battles Northwestern in the other sectional. Also in Division 4, Aquinas plays Racine St. Catharines at Madison La Follette High School. Baldwin Woodville plays Winneconne at Medford. Catholic Memorial tangles with Wisconsin Lutheran at Muskego in Division 3. La Crosse Logan against Notre Dame, also at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. Badger plays Slinger at Waukesha West. Rice Lake faces West Appear at Marshfield. And in Division 1, Muskego plays Maguanago at West Allis Athletic Complex. And D.C. Everest will battle Bayport at UW Oshkosh. Tomorrow in 8-player football, Owen Withey battles Lena St. Thomas Aquinas at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School at 1 o'clock. With sports, Travis Wilson talks about how it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Great games all around, neutral sites for this level, and, you know, getting down to the best of the best. There's only four teams left in each division, so, you know, we're down to the cream of the crop.
We'll check in with Travis tonight around 6:30, setting the stage for the games in the area. And also join us tonight between 10 and 11 for the final edition of the season of Football Friday Night. A look at scores from throughout the state and a look at those heading to Camp Randall next week. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The Wisconsin men's basketball team will have their toughest task of the young season when they look to upset number 9 Arizona tonight at the Kohl Center. The Badgers will be looking to avenge a blowout loss in Tucson last season. And the tip-off for that game at the Kohl Center this evening will be at 8, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, on AM 1450, online at WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at around 7. Head coach Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers face the biggest test of the 2024 football season when Oregon comes to town tomorrow. The Ducks are the top-ranked team in the country. This will be the 20th time a Badgers team has taken on a number one-ranked opponent. Dating back to 1942, Wisconsin is 4-15 in those games. The most recent was a victory over Ohio State in the 2010 season. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game also on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app tomorrow evening starting at around 6:30 with the kickoff, and the pregame will be at 4:30. The Wisconsin women's hockey team travels to Ohio State for a weekend series starting tonight. The WCHA showdown pits the number one Badgers against the number two Buckeyes. One of those teams has won the national title in each of the last five seasons, and the Buckeyes are the defending national champions. UW co-captain Caroline Harvey leads the nation in scoring this year with 26 points. Harvey is just 3 points away from reaching 100 for her career. Green Bay Packers rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd's return from injured reserve is on hold due to a case of appendicitis. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said today that Lloyd started feeling some pain and asked Packers Vice President of Player Health and Performance Brian Engel and the head athletic trainer Nate Weir to check his abdomen. Testing showed Lloyd had a case of appendicitis. Lloyd has been on injured reserve since September 17th due to an ankle injury. He had been practicing again this week to begin working towards his eventual return before this latest setback. And the Packers will be continuing their rivalry against the Chicago Bears on Sunday when they play at Soldiers Field. Kickoff for that contest will be at noon, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on Sunday on WRCO 100.9 FM, and the pregame will start at 10 o'clock. The NBA front office says a mistake was made when the Detroit Pistons were awarded two free throws at the end of regulation time Wednesday. A review determined Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo had cleanly blocked Ron Holland's shot. Holland missed both free throws, and the Bucks won the game in overtime 127-120. That marked the first time this season the team has won consecutive games. The Bucks play at Charlotte tomorrow night. And the Brewers have announced a new starting time for weekday games during the 2025 Major League Baseball season. The season will start with Milwaukee in Yankee Stadium for an afternoon game on March 27th. That contest will be broadcast on ESPN. Regular season home games will start at 6:40 Central Time for games Monday through Thursday. In the past, the start time had been 7. Friday's games will start at 7:10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Hogs closed lower Friday, cattle finished mostly higher, soybeans and corn were up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans did buy back some of the recent losses with help from soybean meal and soybean oil. Export sales were down on the week, but still showing some decent demand from China. January beans were up 11 at 998.5. March was 9.5 higher at 1008.75. December bean meal was up $2.60 at 289.60, and December soybean oil was 91 points higher at 45.35. Corn was higher, continuing to monitor the very tail end of this year's U.S. harvest and the development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Export sales were down in the week, but still showed solid interest from unknown destinations and Mexico. December corn on Friday was 5 cents higher at 424, and March was up 4.5 at 435 and a quarter. And wheat was higher, seeing an oversold bounce, even with the continued strength in the dollar, which does limit export demand. Recent rain has improved U.S. winter wheat conditions ahead of widespread dormancy. December Chicago was 6.25 higher at 536.5. December Kansas City was up 7 at 540. December Minneapolis wheat on Friday, 5.75 higher at 572.25. Live cattle were steady to higher, and feeders were up, with most months sharply higher, seeing some pretty decent technical support. December live did hold steady at 182.95, and the February contract was up 15 at 185.25. January feeder cattle were $4.02 higher at 247.22. And hogs closed lower on these steady to lower cash during the session, largely ignoring the higher midday move in pork on a big jump in that pork belly primal. December lean was down 60 cents at 79.50. February was 87 lower at 82.90. Megan Grebner's up next. She'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
There's a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place throughout the week. Dress deals in the north were at $290, $3 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Live deals were at $185 in the south, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef closed lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice stand 46 cents at $303.34. Select closed 52 cents lower at $276.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilt at the national daily direct down $1.47 with a weighted average of $84.67. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1 lower with a weighted average of $86.05. The Western Corn Belt down $1.27 with a weighted average of $85.53. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $3.04 at $97.11. And the estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA has increased its estimates for that nation's corn and soybean crops. CONAB now sees Brazil's soybean crop at just over 166 million tons, slightly larger than the October estimate and 12.5% above last year's crop, on higher planted area expectations. CONAB's next round of estimates is out December 9th. More news is next.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Lobbyist with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the election results could motivate Congress to get a farm bill passed in the lame duck session. Ethan Lane tells Brownfield.
That would be a really good move to clear the decks of some of this stuff going into what we know will be a busy agenda in the 119th Congress.
Lane says it's beyond time to get it finished. A new report finds animal agriculture contributes to all 17 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance tells Brownfield.
Things like zero hunger, things like positively contributing to communities, providing work opportunities, of course contributing to the environment, healthy oceans. So the animal agriculture community has a very positive story to tell when it comes to sustainability, and we're excited that that's going on at the global scale.
She says the report's release coincides with the UN's climate change conference, COP29, this week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Less downtime, more protection. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. Many growers are seeing the benefits of adding a nitrogen stabilizer to their fertilizer applications, but some leading nitrogen stabilizers have a reputation for being hard on equipment. On this episode, an agronomy expert discusses some issues to watch out for. More coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient Pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. Super U Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Lotch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says many leading nitrogen stabilizers are very corrosive, so they corrode the metals used in anhydrous and UAN application equipment,
which can lead to lost time, additional costs associated with equipment maintenance, replacement, downtime, etc. Those can be very, very costly when you're in the heat of the application season. That downtime ultimately culminates in delayed planting oftentimes. And anytime we delay planting, we're probably giving up yield opportunity. So the most important aspect of, you know, spring operations in particular is getting that seed in the ground on a timely basis to make sure that we're capturing the maximum window of yield potential.
Lotch says there are products available that aren't so hard on equipment, particularly Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Centuro's non-corrosive formula eliminates the need for explosion-proof equipment or stainless steel storage.
Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer is non-corrosive to metals used in anhydrous and UAN equipment. On top of that, Centuro does not swell small O-rings that are used in common application equipment, which means it can be used in tanks and pumps over time without affecting their operation. And for growers and retailers, this all adds up to less downtime and more productivity in the field.
Lotch says there are some other benefits of using Centuro nitrogen stabilizer.
Another common issue with many nitrification inhibitors is a strong odor. Centuro has a low odor, making it easier to work with and handle. It also has a sub-zero freeze point, so Centuro allows the flexibility to store the product safely and easily for extended periods of time, often even out of doors. And Centuro will not freeze and does not require cold weather protective equipment as long as temperatures remain above negative 9 degrees Fahrenheit. My ag retail that does custom application for me really appreciates these handling benefits. They report significantly lower costs due to equipment maintenance and zero issues with cold weather handling in the fall.
Lotch says growers can visit CokeAgronomicServices.com to connect with their local Coke rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Coke Agronomic Services.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
Two worlds of face to face. There's a wedding ground.
That's Morgan Miles singing about something I know it's not fun to have. I know that from experience. Vertigo here on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till the 8 o'clock hour playing you some great music and giving you some information as well. Time is 5:48. Our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 41 degrees. And the winds are starting to pick up a little, about 2 miles per hour, but they're supposed to stay light tonight, so it won't be too bad. But tomorrow's supposed to be a little windier, 10 to 20 miles per hour tomorrow, and it sounds like it's going to be that way all the way through the weekend. And windy and into next week as we have a system coming in, bringing more winter-like weather, but we'll hopefully won't see that, but we'll wait and see what happens. But that's what they're predicting anyways. That's according to Brittany Merlot from Great Lakes Weather. And I hope your Friday night's a good one. Hope you got a lot of great plans and you're having a great evening. And hope your Friday was day was well as well. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a laptop. It was found on Highway 14 in the westbound lane at the stoplights next to Walsh's Ace here in Richland Center. If this sounds like your laptop, give a call to 608-647-3788, and you'll have to describe the laptop before claiming it. Also, a male white and black dog wearing a red collar was lost, and that dog is lost in a Hub City area. If you find this dog, please give a call to 773-629-5023. Also lost a cat. Her name is Zara, Z-A-R-A. She is a gray and white Persian cat. She has a collar with her name on it and a purple collar on. She is an indoor cat only, and she managed to get out. If you find this cat, please give a call to 608-475-3359 or 608-475-6066. And if you're hungry right now, we got a good place for you to get something great to eat. St. Mary's School in Richland Center. They're hosting a drive-through fish fry, and that's going on right now. So be sure to stop on by and help support them at St. Mary's and get a delicious fish dinner.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace, real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays bring the mouth-watering fish fry, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection. Are you planning a special event? TKO has you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations are welcome. From homemade bacon and take-and-bake pizzas to daily barbecue specials, they keep things exciting. Open at 11 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, Thursdays at 3 and close Tuesdays. Enjoy Fish Fridays with a fresh salad bar. Prime rib Saturdays from 11 to 9. Quality meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal's a knockout.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
You say that you would like to try again. You'd open up your heart and let us back in. Well, part of me wants to so bad I can't stand it. Part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to. I love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. I love you enough that I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. Oh, but I wish a change of heart would change your mind. And I wanna believe that I'd try us again if I really believed there was some future in it. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to. I love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. I love you enough that I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling. So I won't, I would if I could. I do and I don't. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to.